New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez has been the poster boy for baseball's current doping mess. His scandal has taken attention away from another Yankee, who's really one of the feel-good stories of the season. He's number 31, simply known to fans as Ichiro. Frank Duford hopes the Japanese slugger joins another legendary hitter in getting much-deserved recognition.
In Japan, a norin is a short curtain that hangs in the entrance of a little tea house or restaurant. It's not solid, but made of strips. And so when you go through it, your hand goes first, then your arm, and the rest of you. But quickly, the strips fall back into place, and it is as if a wisp, a ghost, a sprite has passed through. I always visualized Ichiro Suzuki that way, slipping from Japanese baseball to our major leagues so effortlessly, barely stirring the air. As he nears his 40th birthday, Ichiro has played more in the United States than in Japan. 9 seasons there, 13 here, on his way to surely accumulating more hits than anyone who has ever stood in a batter's box. He's a handful short of 4,000 now, with better than 2,700 made in our American League. Beyond lies Pete Rose, who holds the record with 4,256, a total Ichiro could very well eclipse only 2 summers from now. Of course, should he stay healthy and pass Rose, there will be some patriots who will dismiss the accomplishment, arguing that the 1,200-plus hits that Ichiro slapped out in Japan were against pitchers inferior to the American mound cadre. Fair enough. But surely it evens out that Ichiro has managed to achieve his extraordinary success playing in 2 continents, 2 cultures with 2 different-sized baseballs, while Rose did it all in a familiar few ballparks. Don't you think that sometimes, even in baseball, with all its sacred statistics, you can round numbers off and call it equal, plus or minus a margin of admiration? At the Hall of Fame, they're already expecting by far the largest crowd ever when Ichiro is inducted 7 or 8 summers from now, numbers way in excess of what Mike Schmidt and Cal Ripken drew up the Susquehanna from Philadelphia and Baltimore. Cooperstown will be little Tokyo that day, and Tokyo will be big Cooperstown. It would also be so appropriate at that time for baseball to finally show some mercy to Pete Rose and let him enter the shrine with Ichiro. The drug cheats have put Rose's offense in perspective. He did not damage baseball 1 iota as a player, and after he retired, his misdeed as a manager now appears as small beer alongside how those druggies dishonored the game, distorted history, and robbed their fellow players. It's become a rather hackneyed mantra how the United States is the land of the second chance. Only the Second Amendment gets more lip service. Notwithstanding, if anyone deserves a pardon after all these years, before the petals fall, it is Pete Rose. And for he and Ichiro to go together through that curtain, that norin, would be both proper and lovely.
Commentator Frank Duford, always proper and lovely, joins us each Wednesday. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne.